Welcome to the Stories in the Cemetery podcast, where we discuss investigations, paranormal methods, and equipment. We're more than just a podcast, and if you've been on one of our interactive ghost hunting experiences in downtown Charleston, well, you already knew that. We also run a Spirit Box boot camp, have recently published our first paranormal workbook, and are constantly challenging and experimenting with new paranormal methods and technologies. We even created a scoring system to determine how active a paranormal investigation is after you're done investigating. We call it the CITSI scoring system. This podcast also has a blog post for each episode so that you, the listener, can see and interact with our investigations and studies into the paranormal. Let's get into today's episode and methodologies. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 47. I'm sure you're noticing that the audio is completely different than any other episode that I've done. This episode will be on a voice recorder and I am actually using it to record this episode. So we're going to be discussing the Zoom Pro H4N. This is a crazy detailed microphone voice recorder that's actually meant for musicians. And I'm using it to record this podcast, and I am in a somewhat soundproof room where we should be able to still hear some of the outside noises, but I've been using this on the interactive ghost hunting experiences, and I wanted to do a quick review on what this thing actually does, what we've caught with it, and wow, sounds like the air conditioning quit. I'm using headphones while I actually record this for you. And what's funny is you can literally hear every little detailed sound that comes out of it. So let's just break right into this. I've been using this thing for about 6 weeks now. I've been experimenting with it at one new location for the interactive ghost hunting experience. And what I try to do every year is I try to take out one location and add one new one. And this year I thought I would add a new device specifically for the new location to test out. I normally do this during the months of November and December. So it's been very interesting to say the least. So the first time I plugged this guy in and you know, slapped some headphones over my ears to test it out just in my home, it was miraculous and nothing short of amazing. It was like, holy cow, what is actually happening with this guy? For my guests on their first listen, I've even had them make comments like, why don't humans hear things like this? And the whole purpose of this voice recorder was to obviously record any kind of EVPs, electronic voice phenomenon. I do use a regular Philips voice tracer to actually record the entire experience for my guests. And with this one, I was going to experiment with just one location in hopes that we captured true EVPs, something that we wouldn't normally hear out of the distance of coming out of the Philips voice tracer. So during the EVP session that we used this recorder for, I do provide a set of headphones for one listener out of the group to get a true taste of what this thing is capable of doing. So since we've been using this, we've had three experiences where we've caught true EVP. I will discuss those further as we get into this episode. But one of the first things that I want to do is I want to cover some of the pitfalls that I've noticed out of this. I want to also put this in perspective for you of how loud this actually is. I am wearing headphones while I record this, so that way I can catch the lip smacks and the ums and the ohs and edit things like that out. But at the same time, this voice recorder is in the center of the room, and yes, I'm wearing headphones, they are wired, but I'm probably a good 3 feet away from the voice recorder itself. Again, just wanting to show off the detail of what this voice recorder will do. So let's go over the pitfalls. The experiment started with a full recording of the 2.5 hour adventure. Obviously with the interactive ghost hunting experience. This was a true mistake. First, I'll point out that this recorder is actually meant for musicians, for a multi-channel recorder. And using it for ghost hunting can seem a little bit more extreme than using just a standard, small voice recorder. But I wanted something that was going to show we mean business. And when I handed it off to somebody to actually listen in, I wanted something with some weight in their hand. This thing didn't disappoint in that regard. But I will tell you that recording a full 2.5 hour session is uploading the file is the files are massive. So I'm just going to point that out first and foremost. So if you're looking to record more than 10 to 15 minutes at a time, I would just highly recommend that you reconsider, shortening up that EVP session. One of the problems that this proposes for Stories in a Cemetery is that I do give you all of the recordings and data back. So giving 2.5 hours of this recording was going to take quite a while to upload not only to my website, but for me to cover and study for a 2.5 hour, full session. So for the sessions that I have been using it for, I do listen to it from start to finish. So that way I can learn how it works, what noises is it picking up, and what's in the background of those specific spaces that I take my guests to. But a 2.5 hour session, just not going to recommend it at all. For anybody that's going to, dive into this Zoom crazy recorder. I also thought that this would be just a great addition to one or two spots instead of, recording the entire session, giving a full-time job to somebody just listening to this intense, detailed, meticulous recording with headphones for, 2.5 hours. Being a nice little add-on for one to two locations is just a great added feature that I'm changing it up with, the 5 to 7 locations that I take my guests to. I also realized that even a small breeze, because the interactive ghost hunting experience takes place completely outdoors, and just a small breeze can actually ruin, the full recording at all. Like you can't hear anything other than that breeze because these little tiny microphones that are on here are just so intense that, a fly landing on it is going to make that much of a difference. So what I did was I purchased a windscreen. You can see the picture of a windscreen in the picture that we posted for the podcast episode. You can also go to the blog post on the website. Link will be in the show notes. But the windscreen is so large, they actually call it a dead kitten. That was kind of ironic considering that I'm using this for ghost hunting. Just the word dead in there, nothing that I'm wishing dead kittens to show up on my doorstep. But just the word dead in here as I'm using it for ghost hunting was kind of ironic. But it seems to work out really well. I did purchase one that had foam on the inside and then had that faux fur on the outside of it. So I just have to attach it, before I hand it off to a guest, depending on how breezy or windy the night is, for us during our investigation. Another pitfall that I found was the battery usage. I found this rather surprising for such a powerful little device. This recorder takes AA batteries, and I found that even for a musician standpoint, almost the massive pitfall of about this device in general. Now, using AA batteries for Stories in a Cemetery wasn't really an issue because we carry a lot of rechargeables at the charging station, and I always have double the amount per device. So that way, there's always a set recharging for the next investigation. Before every investigation, I do sanitize and change every single battery out of every single device with a new recharged battery. If it's a rechargeable device itself with an internal battery, those are also fully charged. So rest assured that my guests know that if a battery is drained, it is a true occurrence because whether a device was used on the previous investigation or not, depending on the number of ghost hunters that showed up, I always change out the batteries. That is a constant thing that I am doing. First off, I never know which devices I'll be using. I never plan these things out until I actually meet my guests because if you're a ghost hunter, a paranormal investigator, you know that every device has its own personality, and I like to match that up with the people that I am meeting for the first time. So, just word of caution, if you're getting into ghost hunting and picking up some equipment, always use rechargeable batteries. First off, I feel like they last a little bit longer, not to mention they're way more cost-effective, but buy two full sets, so that way you have one set in use and then one set that's in charge. for your next investigation. With stories in a cemetery, that's a necessity because I'm open 7 days a week. So that could mean 14 to 21 investigations in a row, and I constantly need a rotation of batteries. However, if you're on an investigation, I would always, you know, say take an extra set with you just in case something does get drained, or you're recording for long periods of time. You're definitely going to need a second set of batteries. So let's talk about the celebrations of this device. So I'm just going to reiterate that the first experience with this device was, I can't tell you how clear it was and how eye-opening it was of things that we actually miss on a regular daily basis, or things that we even count as background noise. So at this point, you know, I'm listening to myself record this podcast episode, and I can hear some type of fan running in the room or an air conditioner or something. And it is almost just as loud as my own voice. So I'm hoping when I go back to re-edit this and kind of take a listen to it, that those noises aren't going to be as distracting to you for the listener through the podcast episode. So I'm going to do my best to clean it up, but I'm just telling you how clear this can actually be. What I will tell you is that we are using this device outdoors, you know, because we are taking this through a ghost hunting experience outside. You know, you guys all know I don't like to call it a tour, but in essence, I mean, we're outside. We're touring the city of Charleston. What I've decided is that we're not going to be using this device on Fridays and Saturdays due to heavy car traffic, which can be very distracting. And of course, people walking about. Using it Sunday through Thursday only seems to be fitting the bill quite nicely, because Charleston can be very quiet during the weekdays. So the new location that we've decided to use this for is a murder mystery, and that's why it's so short. It's a mystery, so not all the details are involved. I simply tell what is known about the murder mystery, and then I have one listener kind of sitting on a set of steps and basically listening to the entire thing with all background noises and listening for any kind of voices. One of the first sessions that we used this with, I want to say within the first week or so, I did capture a help in the background while I was telling the story of a woman that was murdered, shouting for help as she was lying on the sidewalk. She was shot. To reiterate that story, it is Mary Ravenel's murder mystery from 1933. But finding a help disembodied voice in the background on a very quiet night in Charleston was quite surprising, and it was pretty clear. And I will tell you, like, within sight, there was nobody around besides me and my group. It was pretty late. By this point in the tour, it is usually about 11 to 11:15 p.m., and it is pretty quiet in Charleston. So to hear the help was pretty surprising, and I was actually pretty happy with it. So I'm going to play that now, and you guys can actually kind of get the gist of what I caught in the background.
Hound dog.
What?
Hound dog.
What? So a second EVP that we caught, actually it was quite a surprise on both ends. So first I'll explain that after I told the murder mystery tale, one of the listeners wanted to continue to wear the headset while we recorded at the next location. She felt like she wanted to try it at another location as well, so I allowed it. It's not a big deal to me. The more we get to experiment with these devices, the better. So as we were walking to the next location, it was obviously just me and my group out and about, a very quiet Charleston night, like I've mentioned before, and I heard a whisper. A few seconds go by, and a second whisper was heard. And this was caught as I was listening to the recording in its entirety back at the office while I was going through their data. These whispers were never mentioned to me in real time from the listener, but she did happen to mention to the person she was with that she thought she heard some whispers. So it was quite surprising that, first off, she never told me about them in real time. I would have definitely, you know, jotted some notes down to double check the recording and see what was going on. But the fact that I wasn't expecting them and caught them as well was just as surprising, and I was pretty pleased with it. I couldn't make them out, they were indiscernible, but the fact that they did occur and the listener heard them in real time was pretty cool as well. So check out this recording and tell us what you think about this. Digit EMF inside the park during this blind transition, so you're going to definitely keep
I got
that.
Messenger now. Don't shoot the messenger.
I feel like I hear whispers, but I can't tell what the whispers are.
We have gotten triple digit EMF inside the park during this blind transition, so
messenger.
You're going to definitely keep that.
I got messenger now. Don't shoot the messenger.
I feel like I hear whispers, but I can't tell what the whispers are.
And last, the third piece that we found with the new recorder. I was telling the story of a man who died of tuberculosis, and we are going through an Estes method session along with the Seer app. And then I had somebody using this Zoom recorder quite a few feet away. I would say anywhere between 50 to 75 feet away from us. And there was another tour group in the same area. However, the person listening was pretty attentive to, you know, her surroundings and really looking around. And she came to me later on and told me that she heard a coughing in the recording, but didn't see anybody coughing from the other tour group, nor was anybody coughing from our group, or else I would have caught that on the other EVP recorder. So we do have somebody coughing in the background of this recording I'm about to play for you, and it makes sense because we were discussing a man who died of tuberculosis. So the whole inspiration for me creating this very quick and short episode was to reach out to other paranormal investigators who have used this recorder successfully. I'm going to be listing the settings I have of my recorder so that way we can compare. I would like to see and hear any EVPs that you've caught with this recorder, and you know, feel free, you can send them to me. You can leave a comment about successful EVPs that you've caught with the Zoom recorder, preferably the H4N Pro. And then even if you wanted to send me your settings so that way I can compare to how I have mine set up, that would be fantastic. I'm going to list those in the blog post for this as well, but I am going to cover them here. I wanted to put all of the techie stuff like right at the end in case anybody wants to dip out. That's perfectly fine. But for paranormal investigators, I am going to list off, you know, how I have mine set up, and hopefully you can either bring some light or teach Stories in a Cemetery a thing or two about what you've caught with yours. And if you're capturing a whole lot more, I would love to know what you're doing different with it. But I'm trying to learn more about this device, and there's really not a ton of information about this device on the internet. There were a couple of videos that I watched through YouTube. But I would really like to know the opinion of another paranormal investigator who has successfully caught EVP with this. So let's go through my settings. Again, if you wanted to dip out at this point, thank you for listening. This recorder is amazing. So that is going, I'm not like any kind of advocate or affiliate for anything on the Zoom recorder. I'm just kind of, I like to just show off and give you the pitfalls and you know, celebrations for this device. So that's what the whole purpose of this recording was. I also wanted to see how it was going to record for the podcast. So just in the event that I get a in-person guest for the show, I can use it as a secondary mic or I can use it as a singular mic. Again, it picks up everything. So it would be very interesting to have an in-person interview with this. So without further ado, so thanks again for listening if you wanted to dip. And here we go with the settings of what I have my Zoom H4N Pro set to. So the low cut menu, I have the mic and the input set to off. The comp and limiter, mic and input is set to comp 2. Monitor off. 1-2 link off. Level auto off. Mono mix off. MS matrix off, since the 1-2 link is off. Phantom is off. Plugin is off. Recording settings, I have the record format to MP3 320. Auto record is off. Start level is minus 24 dB. Stop level, minus 24 dB. Auto stop is off. And the pre-rec is off. So again, turning off a lot of these settings. I wanted to get as much of a raw recording through each investigation as I possibly could. So again, if you want to teach me a few things about this or send me a few of your EVPs with the settings that you used, I would greatly appreciate it. You can email them to me, storiesinthecemetery@gmail.com. And of course, if you just want to put the subject line as Zoom, so that way it stands out to me. But again, thank you all for listening. If you want to test out this device, by all means, make sure you take a look at those tickets on storiesinthecemetery.com to go on the interactive ghost hunting experience. So Merry Christmas to you if you are listening to this around the holiday season. And if not, I will see you either on TikTok, Facebook, or any of my other socials. Thanks for listening, guys. Greatly appreciate you.